Support for this public radio podcast comes from the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
A sweeter deal for ABN AMRO.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. A group of banks led by the Royal Bank of Scotland, or RBS, really wants to buy ABN AMRO. Yeah, we've told you that before. This group has been in a tug of war with Barclays, who also wants to buy ABN. So the RBS consortium has sweetened their offer a bit, which now stands at $95 billion. However, this ongoing saga will probably drag on for a while. That's because the sale of one of ABN's American holdings is up in the air due to court action. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is in Berlin today to meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel. The meeting comes in advance of next week's G8 summit. It also follows a trip to Greenland by a congressional delegation led by Pelosi to see, as she has said, firsthand evidence that climate change is a reality. I asked Berlin correspondent Kyle James if this discussion about global warming is going to come up at the G8 summit.
Well, Germany's put forward a draft statement, and it's fairly detailed. It calls for trying to achieve a limit in global temperature rises this century to 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit. And then the ultimate goal would be to cut global greenhouse gas emissions to 50% below 1990 levels by 2050. Half of the G8 is in the European Union. And these countries earlier this year agreed on a set of binding targets to curb climate change. And Japan, actually, also another G8 member, has taken the lead in Asia and is really pushing stricter emissions controls.
I know that representatives from both the U.S. and Germany are set to meet and try and hammer out an agreement before the summit. What do you think the odds are that some kind of compromise will be reached?
Not very likely. It's quite unusual that these high-ranking representatives meet just before a summit like this to try to reach an agreement. So, I mean, there is some movement going on, but Chancellor Merkel and other high-ranking officials here are really playing down the likelihood of any agreement being reached.
What are some of the other items on the G8 summit for next week?
Well, the big one is Africa aid. 2 years ago, Tony Blair released a big program and announced a big plan to double aid to Africa and to wipe out a lot of debt. 2 years later, you know, aid activists are saying nothing is happening. And so Angela Merkel has said she's going to try to get some movement and some momentum back into the Africa aid programs.
Marketplace correspondent, Berlin correspondent Kyle James. Are you looking for a job that doesn't require a college degree, pays well, and offers some, well, towering views? Try your local electric utility. Sarah Gardner says linemen and others who keep the lights on are retiring in big numbers.
Over the next 5 to 10 years, about half the power industry's workforce will be eligible for retirement. That's nearly 200,000 people, everybody from linemen to power plant operators. Jim Hunter at the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers says those baby boomer retirements are coming as power demand is growing.
Our electric system in the United States has an average age of over 40 years for a transformer. Many of those transformers have a 40 to 50 year life expectancy. So there's a massive construction boom that's going to be needed to keep our infrastructure up.
Hunter predicts longer power outages if the industry can't fill the worker pipeline. Many utilities cut their workforces and training programs when the industry deregulated in the 90s. Now, some of them are launching massive hiring campaigns and working with trade schools to attract young workers. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management, Mellon.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, in recognition of graduates pursuing careers in health and science and the teachers who inspired them. The Medtronic Foundation, on the web at Medtronic.com. And by SHRM, whose annual conference starts June 24th in Las Vegas. Focusing on helping HR professionals align people strategies with business goals. SHRM.org.
The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from the Frank Stanton Studios in downtown Los Angeles. That phrase, downtown Los Angeles, often draws snickers. It's because L.A. doesn't have a center the way other cities like, say, Chicago do. But a group of civic and business leaders want to change that. They've secured some city-owned property, along with $66 million in tax deferrals to build on it. It's called the Grand Avenue Project, and as Pat Loeb tells us, developers hope this is finally the critical mass that will give the city a true downtown.
Los Angeles is unlike any city in the world. The beaches, the mountains, Hollywood. But billionaire Eli Broad thinks it's missing something.
I think no city in world history has really been great without a vibrant center.
Broad spearheaded the effort to build the Grand Avenue project and engaged Bill Witte of Related Companies as the developer.
The corner of 2nd and Grand will be a 50-story tower with 250 condominiums above a Mandarin Oriental Hotel.
Witte is looking at a dilapidated parking garage, but he's envisioning the glass tower Frank Gehry designed for the site. It's across the street from the Disney Concert Hall, near the Center Theater Group, City Hall, the Museum of Contemporary Art. L.A. already has a downtown.
It's all building to crescendo. The best is yet to come.
Peter Gordon isn't so sure.
The concept of the big downtown is dated, and the idea that we can have one of those in Los Angeles is not plausible.
Gordon teaches at the University of Southern California. He says L.A. was built on a newer model, one that takes cars into account. It has many different centers throughout its vast geography.
When you hear people parade their idea of a vision, then, you know, you may want to put your hand over your wallet.
Gordon says the fact that tax breaks are needed is an indication that the private market thinks the project is risky. Well, yes, Witte concedes, the market supports only residential development downtown. But he says the Grand Avenue project has more ambitious goals.
This is not just a building or a couple of buildings. The whole is greater than the sum of the parts. They engage the public a lot more than just residential buildings alone. And I think it will help begin to connect east, west, north, and south.
But will it give L.A. that elusive there? Stay tuned. Construction is scheduled to be complete in 2010. In Los Angeles, I'm Pat Loeb for Marketplace.
And from downtown Los Angeles, I'm Mark Austin Thomas. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.